Just a quick note before we get started that this episode is part of our Blast from the Past series, where we spotlight one of the amazing members of the LA Tech ecosystem from our archive. And if you're a new listener or you're just looking for more great LA Tech content, dig into the back catalog. There are literally hundreds of conversations to choose from. Enjoy the episode.
You have to be focused. I remember the day that I stepped into the office and I told my team, nobody is going to speak with me in the next weeks. Right. I'm not here. And I was just focusing on about raising money 24 hours a day. I gave all the different responsibility to my team. So I did just one thing, which was fundraising. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. I am so excited to have an amazing, incredible, newly minted LA founder here in the studio with me. She just relocated here from Tel Aviv, Israel, one of our friendly competitive startup cities in the world. I know it's always Tel Aviv, Los Angeles, and Silicon Valley competing for the title of the best startup city. I get it. But now we get to share a little bit of the talent here in Los Angeles with Liat. Hello. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Happy to be here. Exciting.
Told you I love this podcast. Yeah. Can you tell?
Yeah. Well, I can see it.
So go ahead. Tell us a little bit about your company and then why move from Tel Aviv to Los Angeles?
Okay, cool. So I'm from Fuzit.
Oh, and introduce yourself.
I'm Liat. I'm okay. The CEO of Fuzit, an Israeli LA-based startup. Actually, we started a few years ago in Tel Aviv. We have a team there of 15 employees. And about 8 weeks ago, I moved here to LA in order to expand our startup to the US market.
So crazy. Okay. What area in LA did you move to?
The office is here, just around the corner. Santa Monica Main Street.
Yes, right by
the right place to be.
Yes, I love it. Right by the We Are LA Tech Sound Studio. So how is it? Okay. When you first arrived in Los Angeles from Tel Aviv, what were the first steps? How did you find a place to live? What were the resources that helped immerse you into the LA Tech culture? And what has been the biggest asset thus far in the last, 8 weeks being here?
So before I actually moved, I used to fly a lot in the last year and a half, either to LA or New York. And I had to choose if I'm going to be based in New York and LA. And it was quite obvious that it's going to be LA.
Right. Why was that?
You have the weather.
We do have the weather.
It's California. It's not snowing today. Like in New York.
Yeah.
I have two investors from LA, which actually helped me.
Now, wait, hold on. Are your investors in LA from Israel or are they from LA?
They are from LA.
Because here's what's interesting about that is a big gripe that a lot of LA tech companies have is there's not a lot of investment money here. There's not a lot of seed. There's not a lot of Series X money. You found it. You were all the way in Israel and got LA investors to invest in you. So what is your perspective on the LA investment scene?
So first, most of the last investment that we got from Israel and not from LA. The investor from LA actually joined around.
Okay.
Now, these two investors are actually very well familiar with the Tel Aviv ecosystem and with the LA ecosystem.
Okay.
So they've heard about us, they knew about us through the Tel Aviv ecosystem.
Yeah.
But once I've moved here, they actually been a lot of help and benefit coming here with the backup of investors that are familiar with the place and with the ecosystem and with where to live or et cetera. Another thing that is really, really exciting today is that there is a new accelerator here in LA.
What?
For Israeli startups that actually wish to move to LA.
What? What's it called?
It's called Fusion Labs.
You guys, this is how I find out what happens on the podcast. Fusion Labs, okay.
Yeah, and we joined their program 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And actually today they are looking for new startups in LA, in Tel Aviv with the aiming and the...
This is exciting.
I know. They're actually helping Israeli startup to move from Israel to LA.
This is incredible. So do you know the website for Fusion Labs?
Yeah, fusionlab.la.
Okay, and we'll look it up. Our amazing teammate Carl will put it in the show notes. So you guys check the show notes.
It's fusionlab.la. Just Google it.
Perfect. Yeah. And okay, so they're helping Tel Aviv startups relocate to LA, which is amazing for the LA tech ecosystem because we're... I mean, come on, everyone. You know Israel has the most amazing tech talent. So it just is that much better for Los Angeles to attract such incredible talent. And so the other question I had asked you, and you mentioned your investors were part of this, but what resources did you access upon moving here? You said your investors were a great network at helping you get comfortable, like a friend.
Yeah.
But were there other resources that you weren't aware of before you got here?
So the Fusion LA, the accelerator program, what they're actually offering for startups, Israeli startups, is like lawyers to deal with a visa. Because there is a whole process of few months to getting the right visa.
Right.
Or an office space when you have to start to look for an office space.
Right.
Or introducing to venture capitals here.
Right.
Or other investors here. Or partners or potential partners. So a lot of the job is actually asking for help, either from the accelerator program, which we are in, or from the investors.
So you're in Fusion.
I'm in Fusion, yeah.
Now, did you come to LA because of Fusion, or did you find Fusion after you had already decided to move to LA?
So the dialogue about moving to LA was mainly a decision I took after I raised the money.
Yeah.
And at about the same time, Fusion LA were launching their program. So it's like the stars were in the same line.
And okay, you talked about raising money. I know all you guys are like, how much did she raise? I'll get to that. I'll get to that in a second. But before we get to that, let's really get into what does your company do and who does your company serve?
Okay, so our company actually developed a very unique augmented reality technology and what we are calling video blending, enabling people in one click to be a part of the content they are watching or to bring their favorite characters into their own environment. Mm-hmm. We have few very unique patents actually in this field. One is an audio patent. So we bring in a lot of audio solution into augmented reality and into video blending. And we're going to have two campaigns with two partners here from LA.
Yeah.
Very, very famous partners.
Yeah.
Which I cannot say their names now, but next week we will be able to speak about it.
I am not a controversial journalist. It is fine.
Yeah. And people from all around the world will be able to sing with famous singers in their own living room.
Can we walk everyone through what that looks like to the best of our ability? And maybe instead of saying a brand or a talent, say talent X or make up a name or something, just to so we could visualize what it means to be involved in the, it's Fuse It, right?
Yeah.
In the Fuse It eco.
So first, you can already go to the App Store and download Fuse It.
Okay, so that's step one.
That's step one.
Okay.
Once you've downloaded the application, you will see different categories, such as characters or memes, which is a great success, or news.
Yeah.
And you can choose any kind of content from each category.
Yeah.
And create content. It's an application that brings the ability of content creation. We have features from After Effects Studios, feature from audio sound ability.
Right.
Everything is coming in one algorithm, in one tap to a mobile phone.
And what's the point? Like, what's the output of the app?
Create content and share it.
So it's a content creator.
Yeah, it's a content creator. You can have a debate with Trump and send it to your friends. You can have...
I'm not going to go there.
For example. Or you can dance with Putin and send it to your friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And it would look like Putin was in your house. He was in the studio just
That's so funny.
And we are dancing with him and sharing it with the world.
That's crazy. Yeah. And so what's an example, without giving away your company secrets, of course, what's an example of a deal that you'd have with a talent or a brand? Like, what's that look like? What are you looking forward to next week that you're going to be speaking of?
Sure. So just think about the opportunity to sing with your favorite singer.
Yeah.
At your own living room.
Yeah.
And your voices will be actually sync in real time. So.
Oh, interesting.
I will be able to hear you.
Yeah.
I will be able to hear the original voice of the singer.
Yeah.
And once you are done, you can share a video of both of you singing together to your friends or upload it to Instagram or Facebook or whatever.
And I'm sure when you work with talent.
And it's look very, by the way, very natural, very organic.
Yeah.
It's actually looks when I'm showing the application to people, they're actually asking me if this person was in our office in Tel Aviv.
And he was
never there.
That's so, and now I imagine you have to get all sorts of releases from the talent because their image is being used.
Yeah. It's not that the image is being used. We're actually in dialogue mm-hmm. with them. So everything's yeah. happening together.
That's so... And what is the... Why would the singer do this? Is it for marketing or talent? Because I'm sure you're going to do a lot of different verticals. Why do they do this? For marketing exposure?
So if you want to get more distribution and if you want to get fan engagement, there is one thing which is like having my fans watching my videos.
Yeah.
And it's another thing that letting my fans actually to be engaged with me.
Right.
I'm a person, and to be engaged with a real person, just think about yourself and all the people that are listening to you. And now they will be able to see you in their house and take their videos with you like you were there.
That's amazing. Now you have a team of 15 engineers helping you pull
15 employees. Yeah.
15 employees helping you pull this off. A lot of them are engineers.
Yeah, most of them are engineers.
You're not an engineer.
No.
How? How do you do that? How do you find them? How do you know what to say? Did someone assist you with your hiring? Now, is it just you? Are you a sole founder? Do you have a co-founder?
No.
Okay.
No. Actually, the story of Fusik is a bit of a different startup. Yeah. I was not the original founders. The original founders developed some unique audio solution.
Right.
And left the company after 2 years.
Wow.
I saw the tech.
Yeah.
I saw a startup without any employees, some tech and some investor.
Yeah.
I took the tech.
Wait, how did it, now, but where were you? Were you in a coffee shop? Where do you?
No. I met a friend, one of my friend actually, that shared with me the story.
Yeah.
So I came to meet the investors to give them advice. They were coming for me for advice. And when I saw the tech, I understood that there is something to do with the same tech, which is different than what the original founders were trying to do. And I think 2 weeks later, I signed an agreement and I took the tech. I built a new strategy, new product, brought a new team, hired a new team, and raised money. And this is where we are.
Really quickly, what was your background that an investor would come to you for Intel?
I was VP marketing and sale of a public company in Israel. I changed the strategy and monetization model of the same specific company, which raised the price share rapidly.
Amazing.
And previous to that, I was in another startup that got sold in the Israeli market. And the first day, actually, my first year was in the Israeli television for about 8 years.
So you're pretty much just badass. You're just awesome.
I pretty much love.
and you were in the Israeli military. I mean.
Yeah, for 4 years.
It's crazy.
I'm a lieutenant, so.
Oh, that's crazy. So there's so much that we're going to get into on the Women in Tech podcast. But staying focused on Fusit. So you talked about fundraising. And fundraising. Everybody's always curious about it and it's never easy. And again, I want to stay solution based, but a lot of people bring up that, it's really difficult to raise money as a female founder. Now I want to stay solution based. So how are you able to raise money for this company? What kind of strategy did you implement to do so? And please share that information in a way that the amazing LA tech community can learn from you right now and apply it into what they're doing.
Okay. I think that first you have to be focused. I remember the day that I stepped into the office and I told my team, nobody is going to speak with me in the next weeks.
Right.
I'm not here. And I was just focusing on about raising money 24 hours a day for about 6 or 7 weeks. This was the only thing that I did.
Right.
I was not looking at the product. I was not speaking with the VP R&D or the VP marketing. All I was focused about is the fundraising.
Right.
I gave all the different responsibility to my team.
Yeah.
They were handling with everything. So I did just one thing, which was fundraising.
Yeah, there's so much I can't wait to get into with you. So can we talk about, are you allowed to share how much you raised or the ballpark?
So we raised a few millions of dollars.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I have to give you five.
Thank you.
a long distance five. The mics are across the room. And now you're here. So you're building your company.
Yeah.
Where do you envision Los Angeles being a part of your journey? How is being in Los Angeles going to help to accelerate Fusit to grow?
So the fact that I'm here and I can do a meeting today and actually get back to the same potential partner or investor next week, mm-hmm. it's a great benefit.
Yeah.
I used to have days where I fly from Israel to LA for one day for 24 hours and then back to Israel. And I actually was absent in my own house and company and also absence here.
Yeah.
So we just got to a point that if I will be in one place and my family is going to be with me, probably it's going to be a win-win situation.
That's amazing.
And this is why we are here.
And you're a mother of four? Is
three,
that right?
Three kids.
A mother of three. Sorry.
Fuse it is the fourth one.
Yeah. I mean, it's just incredible. You're this dynamic entrepreneur really setting a positive example for the community and for women in tech. And it's just such an honor to be able to share your story. What would you say... If you could have anything like a genie out of a bottle, give you anything here in LA, that if you could ask the community to fulfill this dream for you, what would that dream be? What's one thing that would help bring your company to the next level?
Wow, that's a tough one. I think that what we are trying to accomplish today is more partners, more business opportunities, bring more content to the application. This is where we are focusing best.
What if there's talent listening, I know I've met some incredibly well-known musicians lately that do listen to the podcast, and I was surprised they want to get involved in the tech world. If there's talent listening right now, who should they reach out to say, hey, I want to be a part of what you're doing?
Just, shoot me an email.
What's your email?
L-I-A-T at getfuse.it.
And where is Fuse on the socials? Where can we find you on social media?
So you can find us on Instagram and you can find us on Twitter.
Amazing. And is it just GetFuse or is it Fuse It? What are the handles?
GetFuse.it or Fuse It. It's a really, really fresh and new pages on Instagram and
you're
Twitter.
Allowed. So you're allowed.
No, I know. And so it's very, very exciting. And every day we are seeing new followers and new
I love
likes.
It.
And yeah, it's really
and
exciting.
How many
days.
People do you have using the app now?
A few thousands people actually use the app. We didn't plan to launch it yet, but I don't know how. People just heard about this new app, which is going to be launched. And we got some emails and we got approach from people that want us to send the application.
Right.
So we got to a point where our beta test got to his limit.
Right.
So we just decided to release the app without any marketing or distribution and see what is going on. And we already have a few thousands of people.
I love it. Yeah. This is so exciting. Okay, let me just make sure I got everything. Oh, the last one that I will ask is why you mentioned that you would fly from Tel Aviv to New York, Tel Aviv to LA, but I didn't hear much mention of San Francisco. Why was San Francisco in your journey not as important as the other two cities?
It's a question of what you are looking for. If you are looking for investment, then you can find it in LA, definitely in New York. We have few investors from New York and in San Francisco. New York and Israel are much closer.
Yeah.
So it was easier to fly to New York. And if you want to deal with the music labels, for example, or with the movie studios or other entertainment segment, then this is LA.
Yeah.
So it was making more sense to find the money either in LA and New York where the entertainment business is there and not to open another thread in San Francisco.
Yeah,
because being between Tel Aviv, LA and New York is enough.
Yeah.
And if your company and your product are good, you will find the money there.
I love it. I love it. You guys have been amazing. We are relaunching the We Are LA Tech Experience Club. Yes, I know a lot of you guys have been asking, like, why did I put it on pause? I had to put it on pause because I produced over 400 experiences by myself, and that is not humanly possible to carry on. I was not healthy. So I had to rebuild in a way that was sustainable but still served you guys in the most beautiful, magical wonderland of an atmosphere, and I'm really, really stoked to bring it to you. So if you're curious about the We Are LA Tech Experience Club, go to wearelatech.club. That's wearelatech.club. You'll be able to see photos, all that good stuff. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye. We Are LA Tech is independently funded by the community. We couldn't make this happen without your support. If you too want to contribute to We Are LA Tech and see us making the podcast, building the mobile apps, creating the events year after year, consider contributing at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/wearelatech. Thank you. We appreciate you.